From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Terror raids hit Brussels. Belgian prosecutors say police arrested 16 suspects on Sunday, but top Paris massacre suspect Salah Abdeslam was not among them. Speaking in Brussels, prosecutors said at least one suspect was wounded during the raids that hit 20 locations in and near the capital. Brussels will remain in lockdown as authorities hunt suspects in the November 13th Paris killings. Salah Abdeslam is thought to have crossed into Belgium November 14th, just hours after Islamic State gunmen killed 130 people and wounded hundreds of others in coordinated attacks in Paris. Brussels' subway system and its schools will remain closed Monday. President Obama says he's confident the U.S. and its allies will destroy the Islamic State jihadists. Speaking in Malaysia, where he attended the ASEAN annual summit, Mr. Obama said Islamic State would be destroyed on the battlefield and their land taken back, and he warned against succumbing to fear.
We do not succumb to fear. That's the primary power that these terrorists have over us. They cannot strike a mortal blow against the United States or against France or against a country like Malaysia, but they can make people fearful.
President Obama speaking at the end of the ASEAN summit Sunday in Malaysia. At least 8 al-Shabaab militants were killed in a suspected drone strike Sunday on a base near Baladul Amin village, 120 kilometers northwest of Mogadishu. Sources tell VOA at least 3 junior al-Shabaab commanders are among the dead. A top al-Shabaab official believed to be the leader of a pro-Islamic State faction was shot dead in an ambush in southern Somalia. Sheikh Hussein Abdi Gedi and 4 others were ambushed in Middle Juba region.